You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We have an open series right now because we just finished our series. I'll be sharing one topic that is very common for all of us. And usually, we take it part of our breakfast, part of our evening closing time, and most of our time together with other people, we cause something like this. So let me share a bit to you about managing conflict God's way. Is it an interesting topic for all of us? Sino dito nagkaroon na ng conflict? Yan, di ba? Sino nagkaroon ng conflict sa sarili? Yan, madalas sa sarili, di ba? Kasi pag may conflict ka sa sarili mo, definitely may conflict ka sa ibang tao. Okay, most of the time, things like that happens in different ways. We can see here people have different kinds of opinion, different kinds of perspective, different kinds of personality, different kinds of ways in which to manage things accordingly. Kahit sa bahay, di ba? Yung pag-aayos lang ng bahay, ng kasangkapan, ng mga furnitures, pagtutupi ng mga damit, paanong pagplansya, okay? Ibang metikuloso, gusto yung maganda ang kwelyo, lahat, no? May conflict na, okay? So many things happen in life, it's only because we are human beings. Tama ba? Sino ba mga human beings dito? Taas ang kamay. Okay. Hanggang tayo ay tao, merong conflict. Tama ba? And we can say that there are some people who had some conflict in life just because people don't treat each other kindly. Meron na ba dito sa atin na the experience na someone has treated you rudely? Yes? Yes, okay. Meron ba dito tayo sa tao na people misuse you or probably abuse you? Tama ba? Okay. Hinga tayo ng malalim. Marami pa to. O lie to you. Okay? Pinangako ang langit at lupa. Okay? Kahit isa walang binigay. Lie to us. Or fake each other out. Deceive us in all aspects of our life. Cover up. People cover up. Try to pretend somebody that is not him or her rather. Or other people take advantage of each other. So conflicts happen in the lives of people just because things happen this way. People are people. And we are confronted with a lot of conflicts in life. In fact, sin leads to relational conflict. Let me share that even in the Bible, since the beginning of time, there are a lot of conflicts. Even before the creation of the world, Lucifer has conflict with God. When he chooses to be the God who wants to be worshipped rather than the creator of everything. We have seen Adam and Eve argue for each other. They have great conflicts. They want to blame each other who sin against God. And eventually, they pointed to the snake who the sin of all. Diba? Sabi ko nga sa isip ko, sana yung snake na lang ang kinain nila, hindi na yung forbidden fruit. Hindi pa sila nagkasala sa Panginoon. And the third, okay, conflict of Moses and Pharaoh. When Pharaoh refuses to let go the people of God during the time of Exodus. Conflict of Jacob and Esau for their birthright because during that time, the firstborn has greater blessing than the latter-born children of God. And of course, Paul, Peter, the great apostles during the New Testament have great sharp disagreement and they have great conflicts in life. So, hindi ibig sabihin, pag Kristiyano ka na, walang conflict. And we've seen in the Bible, how people get in conflict to each other. Ang tanong lang naman natin, how do we manage conflict? How do we respond conflict in God's own way? Because eventually, we cannot avoid conflict. Do you agree with me that we cannot really avoid conflict? Conflict is inevitable. We can never avoid conflict. The question is, how can we manage conflict God's way? Lord, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to hear your word. Help us to understand with full knowledge and understanding the kind of conflict you would want us to learn and how we could respond the godly way, the Christian way, the proper way. Father, give us this wisdom and understanding through your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. In Ecclesiastes, King Solomon wrote in chapter 4, verse 1, says here, I have observed all oppression that takes place under the sun. I saw the tears of oppressed with no one to comfort them. The oppressors have great power and their victims are helpless. This is the reality of life. People are oppressed left and right. People are maligned. People are accused. People are criticized for things they have done or sometimes things that they have not done. And how in the world can we try to justify our action towards one another? And if things go wrong, when we don't understand each other, conflicts come. And if we don't learn to respond properly, greater conflicts will happen to us. Marami yan, lalo na mga Pilipino. Alam nyo po, generally speaking, ang mga Pilipino po, mga emo. Marami po ibig sabihin ng emo, no? Emotional. Okay? We respond to conflicts in life through our emotional well-being. Iba nga dyan, okay, are different ways. Yung iba, hindi nalang kumikibo. Yung iba, talagang in fighting form and everything. But you know, there are a lot of conflicts in life na we need to look into. And wherever you go, there are conflicts. What are conflicts that we see and observe throughout our life? Kita natin yan sa company. Sino dito mga professional nag-work sa company? Sa kamay. Kaya sa kumpanya, may mga ano, di ba? May mga conflicts. Policy, procedure, relational conflicts. Hindi mo maintindihan yung boss mo. Hindi mo maintindihan yung instruction. Hindi mo malaman kung sino susundin mo. Yung supervisor mo ba? O yung employee mo. Magulo. Mga hindi sure. Okay? So a lot of professional conflicts going on. Sa family, sa mga magulang, sa mga anak, mahirap magpalaki ng anak. Sabi ng mga anak naman, napakahirap magpalaki ng magulang. Hindi mo mamalaman kung ano totoo. Pero maaaring parehong totoo. Depende sa mga magulang. Kita rin natin sa mag-asawa, yung argument, yung conflict, yung hindi nagpapatalo sa bawat isa. Everyone seems to be right. And that is the start of conflict coming into play. Of course, in politics, lalo na sa Pilipinas, ang politics, very peaceful, di ba? Nangingiti kayo. Very peaceful. Okay? Pagwala sa ere. So everything seems to have in conflict in every aspect of life. And we see powers and conflicts during wars. We've seen people going into war, civil war, with their own nation. They have civil war, misunderstanding, of course, country's war, nation against nation. We can see. How does conflict happen? Conflict happen in us and for others. First is if we forget to create space for other people. Ibig sabihin, pag masyado kang rigid, agasado kang legalistic, magkakakuha ng conflict sa lahat ng tao. Kung ikaw ay tao, parati kang through the letter, at hindi ka marunong magparaya o hindi ka marunong umintindi ng kapwa mo, you don't give other people space. And sometimes it creates conflict. So barang lahat through the letter, through the letter, through the letter. Conflicts happen also when we are preoccupied by our own fleshy desire. If we want to get things that we want to have, we want to get things that we really desire, so we tend to have conflicts with other people. Or sometimes people that are closer to us. Fleshy desire when come in if we become selfish to other people. Class of interest, materials, values, direction or belief is in conflict. Conflict happen. Pag bang iba yung value mo, yung iba binavalue nila yung time nila. Iba, okay lang yung time. Iba, binavalue nila yung pera nila. Iba naman, ang values nila, trust. Kahit 25 lang yan, dapat naging honest ka sa akin. Yung iba naman, 25 lang, pag-aawayan pa natin. Conflict of values, conflict of belief. A lot of people are in conflict in the way they think, in the way they go. Minsan na, nakakatuwa eh. Pati si Waze, ka-conflict natin, di ba? Nag-Waze ka. Sinabi ni Waze, dito undan. Hindi, di na ako naniniwala sa'yo. Nung sinundan mo si Waze, na-traffic ka palalo. Di ba? Kulang na lang magsalita si Waze, makipag-in-conflict sa atin. Conflicts comes and go in our life. You know what is the way proof of conflict? The sin of self-centeredness is the root cause of relational conflict. If we become self-absorbed, if we become self-centered, if we become selfish, conflict will always be inevitable for us. Conflict will always be at our side. Self-centeredness is something that we need to combat. Self-centeredness is something that we need to deal with. That's why we as Christians must learn the biblical way, God's way, how to manage conflict in reality. What is our common response when we are in conflict? There are three common responses. First is we fight. We fight for our right. Tama ako, paglalaban ko yan hanggang sa dulo ng walang hanggan. Paglalaban ko yan hanggang sa kamatayan. Fight to the end. You want war? I'll give you war. Mga ganun, ano? Tapang. Iba naman, iwas. They went out. They withdraw because they don't, ayaw nila ng gulo. Sino ba yung mga taong ganyan? Ayaw mong gulo? Sige na, ikaw na ang tama. Ayaw ko na ng gulo. Sige, lahat. Labas na lang. Okay? Yung iba naman, you fight, flight. Yung third is freeze. Freeze, they get out, worry, sana walang mangyari, pero nagdadasal, sana kunin ka na ni Lord. Pero alam mo, walang reaction. Many a times, people respond this way. Ang tanong, saan tayo dyan? Anong ways natin to respond towards conflict in life? Do we fight? Do we flee? Or we just freeze? Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? Sons of God. You know, in the Bible, in the Beatitudes that Jesus preached to the multitudes, this is the only Beatitude that says that we are children of God. If we become peacemakers. This is a view of Mount Beatitude in Israel where Jesus spoke the 8 Beatitudes. When God says be peacemakers means we need first to be peace with God. We need to have peace with God. You've never had any peace with anyone unless you have a peace with God. Relational peace muna kay Lord. Pangalawa, yung spiritual peace. A peace that passeth all understanding. If you have a relational peace, then you have the gift of peace in you, in your heart. And thirdly, if you have peace, you will have peace with other people. Peace with God, peace of God, peace with other people. That's why if you have the peace of God in your heart, you become a peacemaker. And that's how it called to be peace. But somehow, people go the other way around. They say, I don't have time for peace. All I want here is justice. Have you heard some people say, I want justice? Raise your hand. Have you heard some people say justice? Yes. Justice. It's unfair. It's not fair what happened to me. I need to have fairness and justice here on earth. I have bad news for you. There's no true justice on earth. Meron dito sa earth, justice. There's no true justice on earth. Do you agree with me? There's none. There's no fairness on earth. We can never get true justice on earth. Justice is in the very hand of God. Let justice flow like a river from the hand of God. That's why when people come into their point of no return, they say, patay kung patay. Pero when you look back and look at life, sayang, wasted life. Sayang yung time, sayang yung pera, sayang effort, sayang yung stress. Sayang yung nawalan ng panahon para ipaglaban isang bagay na hindi mo makukuha talaga ang justice. Pero if you go to the path of peace, it would be very beneficial for all of us. I remember this quote from Edmund Burke, one of the great Irish parliament philosopher, parliamentarian yan, parang congressman sa atin. He said and he encouraged people, sabi niya, di ko mabasa, dito na lang, nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do only a little. What he says is that, let's give peace a chance in our hearts. When there is conflict, let us think about what can I do to bring peace. When I was growing as a child, no, I'm a very religious person. Meron kaming kanta nung elementary, kanta ni St. Francis of Assisi. How many people knows that song? Okay. Hindi nyo naabutan, no? Okay. Ano yung kanta ni St. Francis of Assisi? If there's hatred, let me bring your love. And there's peace for everyone. To be understood, just as to understand. And love with all our soul. So it means that being at peace with other people, we manage peace, it's because God and His Word encourage us to bring peace on earth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 says, make every effort. Naramdaman nyo ba yung make every effort? Gawin mo lahat. Kumbaga sa legal terms eh, due diligence. Make every effort. Lahat ba ginawa mo ng paraan para magkaroon kayo ng reconciliation? Lahat ba ginawa mo ng paraan? Make to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Have we done something for us to experience the great peace of God and manage the way how God responds to conflict? How do we manage conflict God's way? Let me give you three things. First principle, let's apply God's wisdom in humility. Alam niyo, maraming bagay sa mundong ito, na kung matututo lang tayo maging humble, masosolve ang lahat. Tama ba? Hindi lahat ng gulo sa buhay nakukuha sa armas. Hindi lahat ng bagay sa mundo nakukuha sa taas ng boses. Hindi lahat ng bagay sa mundo nadadaan sa palakasan or pagiging mighty o influential man lang. Hindi lahat ganun eh. You know, the greatest antidote for pride or for war or conflict is the heart of humility. Rightly so, this is what the Bible says. James. You know, James is the brother of Christ in the flesh, no? He's the apostle of practical Christianity. He says a very simple verse in James chapter 3, verse 13. He said, who is wise and understanding among you, by his good conduct let him show his works in meekness of wisdom. Sino ang matalino sa inyo? Minsan, tingin natin kapag isang tao matalino. Lahat ng katwiran alam. Lahat ng sasabihin mo, meron siyang parating panangga. Lahat ng sabihin mo, parati kang supalpal. Lahat ng sabihin mo, barado ka. Kala natin, wisdom yon. Alam niyo ba, minsan ang wisdom kailangan gamitin rin natin sa humility. At mas magandang gamitin ang karunungan ng Diyos sa kababaan ng loob. Okay? There are times that we are so sincere, but we are sincerely wrong. And God wants us to use humility as part and parcel of His way to prevent conflict in life. Or rather, respond the proper way to conflict. Humility is a virtue. Humility is thinking of being a low person in your heart and in your soul. We need to look at humility as something God wants us to have in life. If we learn to be humble, we learn the ways of God into our life. Humility is something that all of us Christians should exercise. If there is one great virtue to know if you are a Christian or not, is the presence or absence of humility. Think about that. Am I humble enough to admit my mistake? Am I humble enough to say I also hurt you, even if you wrong me just the same? Am I humble enough to ask forgiveness to God, to ask God's mercy and grace towards my bad deeds or my offenses to other people? You know, the hardest thing for people to do is to swallow our pride. Mahirap mag-swallow ng pride, mga kapatid. Yung iba nga kailangan ng isang galon na tubig para lunukin ng pride. Mahirap. Hindi yan parang maliit na bato na kailangan mong lunukin. Actually, yung pride, para yung kumain ka ng isda na may tinik. Ang hirap lunukin. Paano mo malunok yung tinik, yung pride mo? Kumain ka ng saging para sumama. Ibig sabihin ni Lord, samahan mo ng yung pride mo para malulun mo yan, samahan mo ng humility. And humility costs a lot from us. But in the end, it will be rewarded. I guarantee you. Romans 12, verse 16 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Totoo naman yun eh. Left alone, we are all foolish people. Left alone, we'll just do things that are not right before the eyes of God. Left alone, pride will come out. Kung ikaw lang yan, things will work out worse in you. That's why it's always better to ask people, what do you see? What are my blind spots? Sabihin mo nga sa akin kung ano yung mali ko. I'm open for correction. If I'm corrected, I will humble myself, say I'm sorry. Okay? Hindi ka naman mamamatay kung magsosorry ka eh. Hindi naman kawalan sa katauhan mo kung sasabihin mo nagkamali ka. Tama ba? The more I would appreciate, the more I would respect a person who admits mistake and humble before God and learn to admit his shortcomings in life. Secondly, the Bible says in Romans 12:17-18, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all people. The Bible says, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus said, whoever gives you, slap you on the right cheek, give him the left cheek. Someone bet you into a 1 mile, give him the extra mile. Those things follow the ways of the shepherd. Those things follow the ways of Christ in us. Keep us aware that humility is a virtue that comes from the very heart of God. When we're humble, we're ready for reconciliation. I remember the quotation of one of the great prime ministers of India. He says, you cannot shake your hands with a clenched fist. If you're up for reconciliation with someone, may mga nakagalit kang tao, okay? Raise your hand of humility towards people. If you're not ready, you pray. If you have some people who criticize you, malign you, accuse you of something that is not true, pray for them. Pray for them. Sabi nga, if you have enemies, they might not be in your Christmas list, but they could be in your prayer list. Okay? Siyempre, yung mga enemy mo, hindi mo nang bibigyan ng regalo yun, ano? Pasko. Pero pag binigyan mo yung mas better yun, wag lang yung nakakasira sa kanila. Sana, ha? Philippians chapter 2. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. That's how it goes with many people nowadays. Parang feeling nila sila parating bida, feeling nila sila parating sikat, dapat ako mas magaling sa lahat. Parang hindi nila naiisip, bigyan naman natin yung ibang tao ng pagkakataon. Bigyan naman natin sila mag-shine. Bigyan naman natin sila ng time to develop and grow as a person. And somehow, it brings about a good way to usher people in the limelight, and that show how humble we are in the Lord. That's how humble we could be in the sight of many other people. Humility is something that we need to apply into our life. The wisest man on earth who ever lived in this world, based on what the Bible says, is Moses. He is the meekest man who walked in the planet earth. Because no matter how high he'd been, become the prince of Egypt, but he humbled himself, getting all the Israelites going out of Egypt, suffering the consequences of it. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, sacrificed his kingdom to save us. Humility. Compare natin sarili natin sa ginawa ng Panginoon, sa maraming tao na nag-sacrificio to humble themselves in order to prevent conflicts in their lives. And one of the great virtue that we need to have is the virtue of humility. In fact, when we're children of God, we're after God's own heart. If we are children of God, we should have the heart of God. Right? Kung anak ka ng Diyos, puso ng Diyos dapat nasa iyo rin. Hindi tayo pwedeng mabuhay ng para sa sarili lang natin. Hindi tayo pwedeng mabuhay na lumalakad lang tayo sa ating sarili lang kapakanan. Hindi tayo nabubuhay sa mundong ito upang manatili. Mag-exist tayo para yung ibang tao hindi mabuhay. We exist so that we could be a blessing to many people. Mabuhay ka para mabuhay ang ibang tao. Hindi mabuhay ka, yung ibang tao ay mamamatay. Hindi ganun ang buhay. Ang pagiging Kristiyano ay pagiging maganda ang puso sa kapwa-tao. Ibang tao muna, isipin natin sa mga bagay sa buhay natin. Ang una, to manage God's way is to have the heart of humility. Second, we need to have a godly heart. Buhay ng Panginoon. Ano ba ang puso ng Diyos sa sinasabi natin? A classic example of living a godly heart probably can be illustrated in this picture. This picture paints 1,000 words. Right? I watched an interview with Miss Columbia with Steve Harvey in a morning show in New York. And the MC asked Miss Columbia, "Have you forgiven?" When? Sabi niya, "When did you forgive Steve Harvey?" Okay? Sabi niya, "I have forgiven him right at that moment when my crown was taken away from me." Wow. It was a good gesture of a godly heart. It was the most embarrassing, humiliating moment of my life, sabi niya. I have a 4.5 minutes of glory. Di ba, mag-crown ko ba naman ng Miss Universe, di ba? Kaya lang 4.5 minutes lang until Steve Harvey came in and apologized for the wrong announcement of the true winner. On the other hand, Miss Universe, our Miss Philippines, was interviewed by Steve Harvey. He said, "What can you say about those people who malign you in the social media and saying that you need to share your crown for Miss Colombia, or you don't deserve that crown, or there was a conspiracy in the quotation of so such a thing?" It hurts her a lot. But you know one thing? He quoted this verse. He quoted this good. He said, "A queen knows how to build her empire with the same stones that were thrown at her." Very profound meaning, he says. No matter what, people accuse me of a lot of things. But I just take it rather than retaliating and say, "Hindi naman ako nagkamali. Dapat nga ako magreklamo kasi hindi ako nakalakad ng gusto kong lakas ng Miss Universe." Di ba? She was deprived. Remember, Pierre Worsbach had 3 attempts for Miss Philippines until she became Miss Philippines Universe, right? Talagang sobrang pagod niya dyan. But she said, all those criticism, all those assault, all those insults are like stone that will bring her to the top of her empire. And said, "These are learning lessons for me to have." Maybe some of you have been accused falsely. Maybe some of you have been insulted by people. And you say, "I don't deserve that." Hiyang-hiya ka. But you know, at the end of the day, it's not the criticism that comes to you, what matters most is how you respond to criticism. If you have that godly heart, you just have to pray to God. You have to humble yourself and have the heart of God and make the heart of God be a part. James says, "If you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly and spiritual and demonic. We're saying that when people assault us and criticize us, these are things that would not help us to grow as a person. It brings us to the point of realization that the end of the day, may limitation ng buhay. Lahat ng bagay sa mundo may hangganan. Lahat ng bagay sa mundo may panahon. Maaari hindi ko panahon ngayon, but I know and I believe one day God will vindicate me with all those accusations. And God will be my defender. If you have some people in your life that you need to reconcile with, if you're still harboring bitterness because of what hurt, insult, people who come to you with great assault, I'm telling you, we need to release that kind of forgiveness. Because the heart of God is the heart of forgiveness. We have seen the life of Christ. Last Holy Week, we were able to go to Israel and visited the Via Dolorosa. The Via Dolorosa is the place where Jesus walked going to the crucifixion. It was a high climb going there and going to the place of Golgotha. Golgotha is a place of skull. You know what? During the time of the crucifixion of Christ, it is a public viewing. People are parang yung ganito na maliit na burol lang, hindi naman pala sa mountain yun eh. Nadaanan ng mga tao. Okay? Everyone is insulting Christ. Everyone is throwing stone. Everyone is criticizing and insulting, ridiculing Christ and the two thieves. In fact, our tourist guide said, those people who are crucified on the cross are naked. They are stripped naked to their own shame. Maybe the two thieves are guilty of it, but Christ never had any sin at all. But he was crucified, he was put to shame. But because of his heart for forgiveness, he said in the cross, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Maybe we can utter the same prayer for those people who hurt us in the past. The Bible says, if you have a gift to be given to the altar, and you have remember someone whom you offended, leave your gift and go reconcile with the person. Kasi gusto ni Lord, nagsiserve tayo kay God, nagiging magaling kang Kristiyano, pero meron ka palang offense, kinalimutan mo, in-overlook mo. Sabi ni Lord, okay yan ang service mo. I appreciate your worship, pero mas maganda siguro mag-reconcile ka. God is more pleased if we do something that is noble, and that noble thing is to reconcile and forgiveness to other people. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to cope with it. There will always be conflict. But remember, when there will be conflict, always remember peace. The peace of God that passeth all understanding in and outside of our heart. First, we need to appropriate wisdom in humility. Second, we need to have a godly heart to forgive and release others from bondage. And thirdly, in order for us to manage conflict God's way, let's sow the seed of righteousness. Pastor Tito, what do you mean by sowing seed of righteousness? Let's learn from what James said in chapter 3, verse 16. For there's jealousy, selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practices. But the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Ang tanong, ano ba yung righteousness? How can I sow righteousness? When someone insult me, the seed of righteousness is forgiveness. The seed of righteousness is unconditional love. The seed of righteousness is having peace. The seed of righteousness is showing kindness. Mahirap gawin? Mahirap. Mahirap umpisaan? Mahirap. Pero, may grace si Lord. Kaya ni Lord, kung willing kang, gawin yan sa buhay mo. Maybe you have a lot of outstanding bitterness, rivalry, members of the family, or maybe close friends before, now no more close friends. I myself have been accused falsely. But God healed my heart. Sabi ni Lord sa akin, ako, minsan nagsusubukan ko, Lord, unfair sila, ganito, wala naman akong ginagawa, etc. Sabi ni Lord, okay, di ba ako, ganun din? Pero ano ginawa ni Lord? Siya ay nagbigay ng hands of redemption. God gave and reached out a hand of reconciliation. Bahala na siya. Kung alam niya sa'yo tama, bahala na siya. Kung alam niya siya ang magaling, bahala na. Pero ang mahalaga, hindi ko anong sasabihin niya. Sasabihin ng tao, ang mahalaga, ano ba ang sasabihin ni Lord? Kasi at the end of the day, mga kapatid, ang mahalaga, ano ang tingin ni Lord? Tama? Mahirap kumbinsihin ang tao sa mga bagay na alam mong tama. Mahirap kumbinsihin ang tao ng mga bagay na gusto mong gawing tama. Wala tayong magagawa. Ang tao ay tao. May mga tao hindi marunong umintindi talaga. There are some people na ayaw talaga nilang intindihin dahil nananaig pa sa kanila yung pride. Pero ang tanong, kanina ba dapat ang pride na mangunang mawala sa atin? As Christians, we need to show the seed of righteousness. Righteousness means to do what is right. And to do what is right means being under the unconditional love of God. The plant, the seed of righteousness. Hosea says in chapter 10, verse 11, I've said, plant the good seed of righteousness, and you will harvest the crop of love. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts, for now is the time to seek the Lord, that they may come and shower righteousness upon you. Show kindness. I've read a book many, many years ago. It says there's a conspiracy of kindness. When people malign you, insult you, pray for them. Show kindness instead. Sabi ng iba, patayin mo sa bait. When your enemy throws stone at you, okay, buhusan mo ng malamig na tubig pag may ginawa kang mabuting bagay sa kapwa mo. And then, magtataka sila, ba yung ibang klase ito? Sinichismis ko na, pinadadalan pa ako ng pansit pag may okasyon sa akin nila. Yung mga chismosa sa neighborhood, pag may okasyon sa inyo, padala mo ng pansit. Huwag niyo man ang lagyan ng ano ha, something na sumakit yung tiyan nila. Show kindness. Show righteousness. Make every effort to make the unity. Show goodness and kindness to people. Yung mga tao nag-iintriga sa opsina nyo, give them compliments. Nag-iintriga sa'yo, lalo mong ibida. Alam nyo, boss, ang galing talaga nito. Talagang on time siya pumasok. Lahat ng mga ginagawa, ang galing. Very efficient. Okay? Compliment mo sila. Kasi gusto nila ng promotion, gusto nila yung position mo, ibigay mo. May mga ganun, di ba, sa opisina? Kaya kayo naiintriga, kasi gusto yung position mo, ibigay mo. Kasi the more you are giving, di mo alam, yung position binigay mo sa kanya, doble pa yung promotion ni Lord sa'yo. Di ba? Huwag tayong ma-insecure. Alam mo, ang tunay na sign ng totoong Kristiyano, never tayo na insecure. Huwag ka ma-insecure kung mas maraming pera yung ka-opsina mo, mas maraming property sila, mas marami silang opportunity, mas sikat sila sa'yo, okay lang yun. Kasi ang security mo na kay Lord. At the end of the day, hindi mo naman madadala sa langit yun. Tama ba? Our security is founded and planted in our identity in Christ alone. Ang identity ko, hindi base kung anong profession ko. Hindi base kung anong apelido ko. Hindi base sa dami ng kayamanan ko. Hindi base yan sa kagandang lalaki ko o sa gandang babae ninyo. Wala dyan basihan ng security natin, mga kapatid. Kasi lahat yan, mawawala. Only deeds done for Christ will always last. Our life, our faith, our commitment to God as we sow righteousness towards people will bring about great things and great harvest of righteousness in us. And in closing, remember this, God is sovereign in the midst of our relational conflict. God will take control of it. Even in our midst right now, after hearing this message, if you think there are some conflicts that you have with other people, or if other people are still intriguing you, you know how to respond to them.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.